And a chance to continue this theme of belonging that we have been deepening into, beginning with this belonging to this earth, belonging to the ecosystem and the gateway through the practice of the elements. Each week we have been leaning in and looking at, listening to the wisdom of an element and opening to what's revealed. What can we learn about belonging from each of these elements? And today we will sit with the air element, the fourth element. And over this last year and a half, many times we've actually sat with this element. It's one of the most frequently experienced, explored, inhabited elements in our practice, because we so often work with the breath. And a number of times in this last year and a half, we've also acknowledged the poignancy of breath in these times that we're living in. The reality of COVID that has such an impact on the breath. The amazing interconnection that is revealed when wildfire smoke literally can spread from coast to coast. The poignancy of far too many examples of police violence where an individual with black or brown skin is, held in a various chokehold or a knee on the neck with George Floyd, and that sense of I can't breathe. How many people? So it's like, here it is, breath, air. The air element is so central. It's where we live. It's where we die. So it feels like so many of our teachings from the last year and a half come together in this air element. The messengers, the simplicity and foundational practice of breath, and now this belonging. So we'll begin with a practice, and then we'll explore more fully this theme of belonging through the element of air. So sitting in a way that the body is resourced, where it's possible to access the reservoir of resiliency that might be here in the solidity of the body. So our practice begins always with this earth element. Resting earth body on earth. Feeling feeling the touch points. The stability, steadiness, support that is available here and now. And inviting a relaxing into this support. Aware of the knotted places in the body. The reservoirs of tension and tightness. And under the warm-hearted gaze of our awareness, perhaps beginning to feel the rigidity in the body melting. Earth softening into the water element, the fluidity of muscles. Letting our muscles release any unnecessary efforting, trusting the stability of the skeleton to lend us their strength. Noticing if there's a quality of warmth or coolness on the surface of the skin or in the substance of the body. An acknowledgement of the fire element that is also present. Fire, one of the expressions of life force that we can experience in this body. And feeling the flow of breath that's also here, ever present in the background of each moment, and inviting it into the foreground of awareness. Lovingly leaning in and intimately experiencing this miraculous breath. This filling with each inhalation, expansion of the rib cage, the abdomen, and the pouring out of the breath with each exhalation. A release, a relaxing. Feeling this gentle, ever-present expression, flow of life force, of energy into and through the body. And the air element. Each breath offering deep nourishment to each and every cell. recognizing that we're sitting in a circle of breathing beings. Every molecule of air has been breathed many times. Through the arc of time and across vast stretches of space. And that this air element, just like the other elements, is not me or mine, but flows through us, this larger stream of life energy. That's both within us and around us, shared by all breathing beings. Insects, your precious cat or dog that might be in your lap or at your side, the houseplant on the shelf, the tree in your yard. All breathing together, sharing this precious resource. The air element is also sometimes described as or experienced as vibration. One expression of vibration is the experience of hearing, receiving the vibrations that travel through the air element, received by the sense gate of the ear. You might widen the circle of your awareness for a few moments to notice the sounds in the space where you are. The experience of hearing. Another thread of connection and belonging. A connection as you receive the sound of my voice, perhaps the sounds of the voice of the natural world around you, bird song, the chattering of squirrels. Wind in the leaves of the trees. Air element expressed in movement and vibration. We practice with each element internally and externally, this dance of bringing awareness to both, to all the expressions of each element. So if we circle back to the internal landscape, you might bring your awareness to the vibrations of the mind. Noticing the arising and dissolving of thoughts, which are also often considered an expression of the air element. This play of the tangible and the intangible. The substantial and the insubstantial. There's an airy quality to thought. Just like the air, we can't really grab hold of a thought. Not really. So just taking a minute to explore the airy quality of thinking. And as we gradually come toward the final minutes of our practice today, coming home to the breath, perhaps the most elemental, universal experience an expression of the air element. May an appreciation of this precious shared resource be a gateway for an appreciation for our profound interconnectedness. May that open open the heart to a spirit of generosity. A generosity from which bubbles forth a wish that all beings might live in safety, health, happiness, ease, and freedom. May it be so. So the air element, like its friends, earth, water, fire, has many layers of expression and complexity. It has many lessons that it can offer us about the nature of our being and about the nature of our belonging. You know, it's another expression of life force, of energy, of nourishment. It's sometimes known as the wind element, which we in Colorado know well, the wind element. And one of its, you know, characteristics is movement. Yeah, there's a movement in fire that we saw, sort of the fires of digestion and the fires of metabolizing, and the wind element has a different kind of energy, you know. Lucretius said, air becomes wind when it's agitated. So it's like, you know, air can have this neutrality to it, and then the energy of that, you know, there can be a tremendous stillness in air or a tremendous agitation. And so breath is one of the expressions of the air element internally. We've been practicing internally and externally. And we know this experience of air element so deeply. You know, this old friend to the breath is foundational to this practice. And if we really open to what breath is, we find that it's not very personal. Yeah, we can't capture a breath and say, this is my breath, this is my air. The only way that the air element can be accessed is in movement. Right? This constant cycling. If we took in a breath and said, oh, this is mine, and we just held it. We'd pass out, and then the natural order of things would return. You know, there's this wisdom of, oh, breath. The life force is in the movement of sharing. This breath that's been, you know, back in the day when we sat in rooms with each other more often, it's like my breath is then your breath is then your breath and your breath. And so there's this profound sharing in each and every breath. You know, this interbeing, this common, even beyond common humanity, it's this common animation of life force in us. You know, even if we look at the you know, etymology of breath in different languages, right? It's you know, that if we look at anime, you know, it's like, oh, animation, animal, it all shares this origin to breath. There's also a profound sacredness in breath. And if we look at words like, you know, spiritu in Latin, that becomes spirit. And, you know, the meaning of this is breath, right? So breath and life and spirit or sacredness is all interwoven, even in our language, even in the history of our language. And words like inspiration, right? To inspire is to take an in-breath. To inspire, you know, this expansive sort of shared, when we inspire each other, it's this generosity of sharing energy, ideas, a wholesome example, you know. This too is life force. This too, I believe, is air element. Or even aspiration, you know, all these words that have a shared etymological root of spirit, of breath. You know, that energizes the compass bearing of our heart. And then air is as vibration, you know, that the movement. So air is what allows for sound, right? The movement of beauty, whether it's a symphony, piano sonata, perhaps. And how do we receive that? On the currents of air that vibrate invisibly. So there's also this, it's interesting if you watch the arc of the elements from the tangible to the intangible, right? Earth element, rock, solidity, water, you know, fluidity, but you can still, you know, here's a glass of water. There's still something here. And then fire, there's this flickering, dancing energy, which you can't quite grab hold of. And now air is even more intangible, expansive. It's like we're bridging into the ethereal, the insubstantial, the mysterious. So there's this lightening, you know, that comes with the elements. And in that intangibility, we also know the element in relationship with the other elements. So I was just had the gift of camping last weekend. Went to go immerse in the beauty of the aspens. We were camped in an aspen grove, and it was this beautiful dance between air element and earth element. If we consider tree to be earth and wind to be air, and the only way you really like could almost touch the air is when it danced with the leaves and then that beautiful serenade of the quaking. So there's this way that the elements, we're parsing them out separately, but I also hope that part of what you're seeing is the elements in how they relate to one another, for me, are a lesson in harmonizing, in being in relationship with one another. You know, what if we were in relationship with each other in the way the elements are in relationship with each other? What might this world be like? It's kind of like we could illuminate the best and the most beautiful if we could come together. I offer a quote by C. Joybell. C. I am never alone wherever I am. The air itself supplies me with a century of love. When I breathe in, I am breathing in the laughter, tears, victories, passions, thoughts, memories, existence, joys, moments, and the hues of the sunlight on many tones of skin. I am breathing in the same air that was exhaled by many before me, the air that bore them life. And so how can I ever say that I am alone? It's like we belong to this stream of life throughout history and across space. So I might pause there. There's so much more to say, but we'll gift you a little space to share with one another. You know, these, what resonates for you in these many lessons or manifestations of air element? I might just pull in that last one that I pointed to towards the end in the practice, which is thoughts as a manifestation of air, sort of like clouds being, you know, blown through the sky by the wind element. You know, what if we related with our thoughts as air element? Would that shift anything? So I'll set up breakout rooms and let you have the gift of sharing with one another if you wish. And then we'll come back for just a few final minutes of sharing and maybe a final poem. Welcome back, friends. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be shared from your circling with each other. Please. Thank you, that's really lovely. I love that idea, yeah. I might offer you, there's so many ways to practice with this, but one that if you feel moved, sometimes it's a beautiful practice to sit with a beloved tree or a house plant and just breathe together. You're each gifting the other being just what it needs. Our plant friends thrive on the carbon dioxide we release, and we're nourished by the oxygen. And it's, for me, one of the most beautiful manifestations of interdependence. I think about how the Amazon is often called the lungs of the earth. Which is why there's so much concern and at times heartbreak about what's happening. It's like these friends of ours, are breathing with us and for us. And so just, intimately, deeply appreciating this. And, and one thing I'll just hint at, we'll keep moving through this elemental exploration, and we'll be continuing the arc of belonging. And part of where we'll go with this, because at times, as we've looked at this over the weeks, part of what I see in your energy and in your faces is the heartbreak. Of the complexity of what's happening in the world. So we'll be coming to some of that. Like, how do we work with some of this through the themes of belonging, ecologically, environmentally, socially? It kind of bringing in all these threads we've been working with over the last year and a half. So honoring whatever's arising as we move through these themes. And I'll just close with a poem by one of our favorite friends, Mary Oliver, entitled Oxygen. Everything needs it. Bone, muscles, and even while it calls the earth its home, the soul. So the merciful, noisy machine stands in our house, working away in its lung-like voice. I hear it as I kneel before the fire, stirring with a stick of iron, letting the logs lie more loosely. You in the upstairs room are in your usual position, leaning on your right shoulder, which aches all day. You are breathing patiently. It's a beautiful sound. It is your life. which is so close to my own that I would not know where to drop the knife of separation. And what does this have to do with love, except everything? Now the fire rises and offers a dozen singing, deep red roses of flame. Then it settles to quietude, or maybe gratitude, as it feeds, as we all do, as we must, upon the invisible gift, our purest, sweet necessity, the air.